Chapter 2, Consciousness, Eternity, and Universal Mind. We are on a quest to discover if a source field really does exist. And our investigation is starting to uncover surprising information. Dr. Cleve Baxter's research gives the compelling suggestion that all living things, bacteria, plants, insects, animals, birds, fish, and humans, are in some form of constant communication with one another. This communication involves the use of a field that is not supposed to exist, because it cannot be found in the conventional electromagnetic spectrum of visible light, radio waves, infrared, microwaves, X-rays, and others. Furthermore, Baxter is only one of a variety of hypnosis researchers who have discovered that we can become completely unaware of signals in our environment if we are simply told, while in trance, that we will not be able to see or hear them. If all living things are sharing a constant psychic attunement with one another, perhaps our minds deliberately screen out most of this information for our own sanity. In Mexico, there lived a remarkable female healer known as Pachita, born Barbara Guerrero, who was a practitioner of psychic healing. Pachita discovered in childhood that she had a profound healing ability and practiced it on animals while she worked as a high-wire acrobat for the circus. She later fought alongside Pancho Villa as a teenager, sang in cabarets, and sold lottery tickets before recovering her abilities as a 30-year-old housewife. For the next 47 years, she strictly avoided publicity as she practiced her skills and helped many different people with seemingly incurable medical problems.